If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Oh my goodness, everyone's For You page seems to be flooded with this video of two people on a Jumbotron. If you haven't seen it yet, I just reposted it on our Brett Mega Show Instagram. But the video was taken at a Coldplay concert. And you know, like when you're at a concert, they'll like show different, you know, pieces of the audience and fans up on the Jumbotron. Well, they spanned to these two people, and it was a guy and a girl, and the guy, like, had his arms wrapped around this woman, but then immediately this dude looked like he saw a ghost when he realized he was on the Jumbotron, dropped his hands off of the woman, literally ducked, and it was so, so awkward, and everybody was kind of like, what the hell? So then the lead singer of Coldplay literally said to the crowd, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. And Chris Martin was right on the ball because the two people were having an affair. And those two people were really, really high up in the company Astronomer. It actually was the CEO of the company and the CPO, the chief people officer.
She's like HR, right? That means she's like,
yeah.
Kind of like the HR person who's breaking all the HR rules.
Yeah.
We're together having an affair. And honestly, I'm completely jawed at this because, one, if you are willing to have an affair, why would you like be shocked when you get caught in public? You're literally at a public event space. Why are you shocked that you were caught?
See, that's the thing. I think if the reaction would have been nothing, we wouldn't even know.
Exactly. Even I mean, they literally shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was surprising in the video is if you see they're in a suite because they're, you know, clearly high up in the tech world or whatever. And so there's a woman standing next to them. I'm guessing it was a company outing. That's what he probably told his wife. I'm just creating this story in my head. But there's a woman next to them who knows everything. She literally, if you watch this other woman, she's like, damn, they got busted. Uh-huh. So I was like, man, there is a friend that knows everything. And I always thought, that's who I was watching. I was like, damn, that friend knows everything.
Well, every single person is going down. I mean, their LinkedIns were found like nearly instantly. And I bet their stock will be going down. I mean, now when anybody thinks of Astronomer, they think dirty little affair.
He did make a statement, though, and basically
he blamed Coldplay.
Yeah, he admits it. He's like, literally, like, I got to work on my family. Sorry this happened. But, you know, you would think you would get a little bit, like, the bottom part of the statement was, like, you would think you would get more privacy or something like that. Like,
whatever.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
They were doing, just showing the crowd, and then you freaked out, man.
Yeah, dude, you're wrong. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.